Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Good vibes, Friday vibes, same thing, right?
Yes.
Friday vibes, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. 1 week from today, oh my gosh, it'll be the day after Halloween already.
And it'll be next Friday.
Yeah, 1 week from today.
Yep.
Next Friday. That's exactly what I said. But, you know, this is going to be the most expensive year for pet costumes. I was reading this morning. This is hilarious. People are going to spend $500 million on dressing up their dog. All right. So it's 29 million people who are going to put their dog in a costume.
Yeah.
Okay. And the top two favorite costumes for dogs, what do you think they are?
I would say a bumblebee? I feel like I've seen that a lot.
That's not right.
Okay, cool. And then my next guess would be a witch.
No, that's not right either.
Oh.
So it's a pumpkin is number one.
Oh, that makes sense.
And number two is a hot dog.
Oh, duh.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. I can't believe you guys didn't get the hot dog. Come on. You see it every Halloween. But $500 million just in one night for dressing up your dog.
You want to know why that is, though? It's because...
people like
it's
you.
It's not just, well, yes, 100% it's people like me.
Yep.
And I can speak from experience. These people are not just buying one costume for their dog. It's not just for one night. Because you go in there, you can't decide. There's a bunch of costumes on sale. Home Goods has an entire pet costume section right now.
We don't even do that for our kids. Like, your kids can't decide. You're like, you just buy multiple costumes.
Yeah, because the kids' costumes are too expensive.
Right,
but
exactly.
$7.99, $9.99 for these dog costumes. They look so dang cute.
They are really
that you
cute.
Buy, like, three of them.
Well, so. I just thought it was crazy. $500 million, dog costumes, next week, one night only. There you go, America. $500 million. That is crazy.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
That's Matt Stell. It's called Prayed For You, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so the weekend is here. That one day we had, it was awesome. It was fantastic. It was like 80 degrees. It was cool and dry that one morning. It was great. Well, the weekend, there's this big, nasty blob out there in the Gulf. It looks like rain and showers and thunderstorms.
No.
And so the humidity and the rain's coming back. Just giving you a heads up because there's better than average chances of rain all weekend, between 50 and 70%, depending on where you are here in the Tampa Bay area. Just giving you the heads up.
Awful, though, because majority of people are planning their Halloween events this weekend.
Yeah, I know. But, well, Mother Nature and Halloween, they don't communicate very well. They don't communicate very well. Well, maybe you could do redos next weekend.
Yeah, maybe after Halloween is going to be the thing.
Friday. Well, because, Halloween's next Thursday, so maybe on Friday. By the way, my kids won. They're staying home next week on Friday.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure people are going to be fired up about that.
That's fine. But you know what I did? So they're like, you said we could because our grades are good, this and that. And I was like, cool. Well, you know how, like, kids, they all have, like, doctor's appointments and checkups and everything. So I told my wife, I was like, schedule all the checkups and all the stuff we have to do for next Friday. So they're not going to school, but they have to go through all the checkups and all
the
stuff.
Terrible. They don't even know. They think they're getting a day off of
100%.
School.
So that's next Friday. But we did a big text poll here, and by far, you said make everyone in the audience, they said, make them go to school, make them go to school.
They did.
Yeah. And then the kids win because they said they had good grades. And I said, all right, now they're going to the doctors. So coming up at 7:40, Old Dominion tickets plus qualify. This is super cool. They're going to be here at the station in the QYK Performance Studio. We got a great performance studio here. I mean, it's high tech. It's really cool.
Yeah, and it's super intimate.
Yeah, right there, right? So they're going to be there, and you'll be in for that, too, if you win. That's coming up at 7:40 this morning.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Hey, Brett Young, congratulations. You're officially a daddy. Way to go.
Yeah.
So Brett Young and his beautiful wife have welcomed baby girl to Mother Earth. Here's Brett talking about.
I'm really excited for the time that I have to, like, shut my brain off of anything but wife and baby. Just because it is something that we've wanted and been looking forward to for so long. I'm really just excited to kind of dive into it and surrender to it.
There you go. Enjoy it, Brett. It's fun, man. It's a lot of fun. And you're gonna have a blast. What can I say?
Aw, that's so cute.
You're gonna have a total blast. So they look great. They're happy and so cool, too. I think have a baby around the holidays. It's kind of a neat thing because you, you know, you're thinking about family anyway, you're around family.
Oh, sure. So, the baby's first Christmas onesie and all that fun stuff.
Super cool.
Little costume.
Old Dominion, the band, they also had a new baby. Well, it's an album, and that's got to be the same as having a new baby, right? I would think.
For a musician, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, Old Dominion, congratulations. This is their third child. It's just called Old Dominion. That is the name of the baby. And here are some songs off of that baby. I'll never be sorry. I'll never be sorry. Ooh, I'll never be sorry for loving you.
I'll never be sorry. Still love that song.
Probably a good time to mention that we'll have Old Dominion tickets coming up in 1 hour at 7:40 this morning. Here's another song off the album called Smooth Sailing. Looking for smooth sailing. Feeling the breeze on my back. Get my blue. That's my first time hearing that. I love it. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
This really interesting sound that I think I could never get tired of hearing their sound. You know, not even like in particular song, just the sound in general. I really like. Here's one called American Style, Old Dominion. So there you go. That's their new bundle of joy, Old Dominion. Their new album came out today.
I like it.
The name is Old Dominion.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Top three downloads in Tampa Bay, country music, 99.5 QIK. All right, so, you know, people say, hey, top three country music downloads, like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, this is what people love because this is what they're spending their money on. I mean, this is the music they're buying.
Right, it's not just what people are listening to. They have to actually purchase these songs.
Yes, you got to spend your money.
You gotta really like a song.
Yeah, for this to count. All right, here is the third song. It's the third most popular, most downloaded song here this week. Do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart. Hey! This has been going on since, I don't know, June?
Yeah.
Something like that. That is Blanco Brown. It's called The Get Up. Made a lot of money on this song.
You think?
All right, here's the second most downloaded song in Tampa Bay country music in Tampa Bay. I want to introduce you to my kinfolk, to my old friends, to the house and the friends. It just came out, and already second most downloaded in Tampa Bay. That's Sam Hunt's called Kinfolks. Really like this song. One thing I really appreciate about Sam Hunt is it's no mistake when you listen to music. You know exactly who it is. Very true to his sound. He's never deviated from it. I mean, this could have been on his first album. It sounds just like the music on his first album. I really appreciate that in an artist. He's kind of timeless. He never really changes. I like it.
First album was really good. So if anything sounds like it's off of that, that's good.
Here is the number one most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay. It's Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber. It's called 10,000 Hours. That's been 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Ooh, if that's what it takes to learn the sweetheart of yours. What a year for Dan and Shay. They also just performed this at Justin Bieber's wedding. So they're making friends everywhere.
You should have seen the video. They just posted it on their Instagram page, Dan and Shay. And it was them overseas, and they performed 10,000 hours for the first time.
People went crazy.
Everyone knew the words already. The whole entire stadium. It gave me goosebumps.
That's really cool. Great guys there, Dan and Shay, and a lot of success with 10,000 Hours. It's 99.5 QIK, and this is Russell Dickerson.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
So I get this crazy, this is crazy. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. I get this panic text message from my wife yesterday. She's like, call me now. And I knew
that's not good.
No, call me now is 99% not good, right?
Yeah, unless it's Miss Cleo on a commercial. Call me now.
Call me now, child.
You never want to hear that.
Call me now, child. Is she still alive?
No, R.I.P.
Oh, man.
But wasn't she a scam artist in the whole thing? Anyway.
Stop it. You don't call Miss Cleo that. Stop it.
I'll leave it alone. Rest in peace, Miss Cleo.
Man, this went to Miss Cleo real quick. That's crazy. Call me now. Anyway, so she calls me. She's like, hey, I took Charlie to the dentist. And I was like, yeah, I know that. And she said, yeah, they had to do this special kind of medicine on her gum. and it kind of discolors the gum for a minute, and then it'll go away. She goes, but we got home, and some of the color stuff got on her lip, and there's purple and black splotches all over the top of Charlie's lip. And I'm like, and she's like, what should I do? I don't know, because it's been a while since I got my degree in dentistry. So I didn't know what to do. I said, call him. I call the doctor, you know, call. I don't know. What do you mean? She's like, well, I'm online. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's my
please
first
don't. No.
Plan of action.
No, that scares me, man. When it comes to medical stuff, don't get online. That's crazy stuff. So she calls back. She can't get through. She's going to the answering service.
Yeah,
like,
and at this point, she's already Googled it. You know she has. So
and Charlie's freaking out. She's 8 years old. She's got these black and purple splotches all over the top of her lip. And I'm thinking to myself, man, what if she had school pictures? What if we had like a family event this weekend? Like, this is crazy. So she puts Charlie back in the car, drives back to the dentist office and calls them. They answer. And she goes, I'm in the parking lot. I have a car full of kids. There's five kids. She goes, I'm not walking back in there, you know, with a 2-year-old and all these other kids and everything. So you need to bring the dentist back out here. So the dentist comes out and my wife's like, look at my daughter's. What is going on? And he goes, oh, boy. And she's like, what do you mean, oh,
what?
Boy?
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's not good.
And the dentist goes, it looks like some of that medicine, which is intended for gums between the teeth, got onto her lip. And my wife's like, yes, that's exactly what happened. We know that, but what are we going to do about it? And he's like, well, it may take 2 weeks, but
no.
It will go away.
No.
And I'm like,
is Charlie freaking?
Oh, my gosh. Like, how could this happen? And so, and my wife, Melissa, was like, so there we are in the parking lot. I call up there. I make the dentist come out because I'm not walking back in with all those kids. And go,
which is such a boss mom move, by the way.
Well,
I'm not bringing this herd.
Well, she figured I had already brought in all the kids, herded everybody in.
Yeah.
You know, just to have my child's face painted, which it's a dentist. That's not what we're there for, right? It's not the pumpkin patch fair.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so she's freaking out. So she calls me back. She said, it could take up to 2 weeks. What should I do? I'm like, I don't know what we should do. Like, and so that's it. And you have to live with it. But isn't it crazy? Like, what if you had a major family event going on? Like, what if there was a wedding? What if there were school pictures? What if there was, you know, she's in Girl Scouts. What if they had a function and it was taking pictures and stuff like that? And there's this
what
black
if you're
and
just an 8-year-old girl who now has to go to school with polka dot lips?
I know. And she's really upset
brutal.
About that. She's really upset about that.
Oh, man, poor
but
girl.
I know. I thought about painting my lip last night.
Ooh.
Just to, like, ease the, you know, the pain.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, look, I, like, take marker and paint it, and then just say, okay, look, I'm going to go to work like this tomorrow, so you go to work, you know, or you go to school like that, but we're in it together. And then I was like, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous.
Well, and it would just show her how ridiculous she looks right now, which is not
good. Well, I did say if
it was a sweet thought.
On Sunday, if it's that bad, I am going to do it for Monday. If she's still upset about it, I'm going to do it, so.
Man, I didn't even know that this could happen.
I didn't either. Never heard of a medicine like this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed. So, Texas, when did you go to the doctor and it actually got worse at the doctor? Like, when were you like, maybe I should have just stayed home because I'm walking out with something way worse? 800-992-1099. Texas now. And I hope my sweet daughter, and she is the sweetest girl.
Oh, and she's so cute, so it really
wakes
doesn't matter.
Up today and just is over this. And oh my gosh. Talk about the drama, y'all. 99.5 QIK. Dustin Lynch is it. You ever go to the doctor and whatever you went for wasn't as bad as what you walked out with? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Sweet daughter, Charlie. She's 8. She went to the dentist yesterday. They did some kind of special medicine or something. I don't know. And I guess it stains the gums, but that's what the medicine does. But it goes away, right? Well, it got on the outside of her lip and onto, like, the top above her lip.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to do that, and so it stained it. And so you have an 8-year-old girl who goes to school every day with purple and black stain all over, and my wife's freaking out. Charlie's freaking out. And then the other kids are freaking out, you know? I'm freaking out just because if I don't freak out, I look like I don't fit in, so I'm trying to
peer pressure to freak out.
I felt like, you know, I don't want to be that guy not freaking out when everyone's supposed to be freaking out, so. So my wife puts everyone back in the car, drives back to the dentist, like, what's going on here? My daughter's face is turning to colors. And they're like, we think it'll be all right. It should go away in 2 weeks.
The 2 weeks part, man. 2 days, okay.
I thought we could get through that.
48 hours.
I really thought she was going to say two days. Yeah, I really said 2 days. Okay, we'll deal with it for 2 days. Nope, 2 weeks. Maybe 2 weeks. So we're getting a lot of texts, some Facebook messages. I'm going to the inbox real quick here on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. I went to the eye doctor to get 2 styes removed. What they didn't tell me is that I would have 2 black eyes for a week.
What? Did you even know they removed styes? I always thought you just got the little drops, you know, at CVS.
But I feel like I have heard that some of... I knew a guy once had to go to the hospital because of a sty. It got in the middle of something or other, and it was really bad. So I guess that's probably what this was, I guess. It was bad enough. But so she had 2, one in each eye, and black eye for a week.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. Now, what do you want, a sty or a black eye for a week?
If the styes are gone after the black eye, I'll take the black eye.
This is an in or out. You get to fit, yeah.
I'm in for the black eye as well if I get to remove the styes.
There's so many questions when you have a black eye. Like, there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how'd you get that?
Nobody believes your answer. No. That's the problem.
I feel like if you're a female, 2 people are like, is everything okay at home?
That's true.
That's another one. And then if you're a guy, it's either a bar fight or you had too much to drink and fell down your steps or something. You know what I mean? Like,
that is the assumption. People look at the guys with black eyes and you're like, oh, this guy, he probably drinks too much and is out, you know, starting fights with people.
Right. That's the assumption, right? Because it can never be like, I got hit in the door hit me.
Right.
People are like, oh, yeah, that door just flew open and hit you. But that happens. I mean, sometimes the door hits you. That's the way it goes.
Sure.
Right.
I know. Exactly. We're never.
I'm feeling insecure. I don't even have a black eye.
This does happen often, though, where people go in, I guess, to the doctor for one thing, and then they end up leaving, and it's so much worse. Yeah. We got a text from Victoria, and she said that she went in to get some shots, like just regular ones that she needed, and she ended up having a horrible allergic reaction. So here she was going in trying to stay on top of things, and then she ended up being allergic to it, so it was much worse.
That's the thing. And, you know, if you look at the amount of things that happen to people in doctor's offices and hospitals, the numbers are staggering. Like, sometimes if you read that stuff, you're like, I don't want to go to the doctor now. Look at these stats.
Oh, does anyone want to go to the doctor?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I know 1 8-year-old girl is never going back to the dentist.
Oh, my gosh. I know. She's traumatized. For sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Love you too. Ooh. Love you too.
Aww.
Yeah, love you too.
It's Mark and Melanie's I Love You Man. Can Mark get a man to say I love you?
Love you too. I love you too.
I love you, man.
Let's call a hardware store and get the generator department on. Try to get an I Love You Man. We are ringing. Here we go.
How can I help you?
Hey, my man. How's it going?
Doing pretty good of itself.
Y'all got generators?
Yes, sir, we do.
You think it'll power the house up?
Well, there's an issue with powering your house. The issue is you have to have an electrician put in a special relay box.
Well,
we carry the generators. We carry the equipment that you need. Or we did at one time.
Forget it. It sounds too complicated. Will it keep a beer fridge cool?
Yes. A simple generator, any kind of generator will do. If you want to power your house is one thing, but if you want to just set it up to where you can power just a couple of things.
What do you think about keeping a beer fridge cold?
It should. I don't see why it wouldn't.
But beer's important, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is to some people. It isn't me.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. I love you, man.
Appreciate it. And just come in and see us, and we'll get you set up. We've got several different types of generators.
All right. Well, I love you, man.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Came out of nowhere, by the way.
He said it back.
On the third attempt, too.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we kick off your weekend with a man that I don't know telling me he loves me. That's how this goes.
Oh, man.
Everyone's got goals. Those are mine. I like it when I meet my goals.
That sounded like he had a lip in, too, when he said, I love you. Did it not? Yeah. He's definitely chewing on
something. I was thinking
it.
I didn't want to say it, but I was thinking it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Old Dominion tickets, plus you've got a ringside seat for an awesome interview with those guys here at the QIK Performance Studios. That's what we're playing for now. Awesome, awesome prize. Great way to get in the weekend. Richard and Jamie are contestants. Richard, you were the ninth caller. So you're going to go first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds, Richard, to name one thing in that category. After you do, Jamie, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Melanie, this morning you're reading all about vacations. I know you love vacation.
Most people, the average American, spends nearly 200 hours a year daydreaming about vacation, so I'm not alone.
In honor of that, the category is name things that have to do with vacations. Richard, go.
Suitcase.
Rental car.
Shave kit.
Airplane.
A pillow.
Beaches.
First aid kit.
Mountains.
A ship.
TripAdvisor.
Your clothes.
Cruise.
Swimsuit.
Tour guide.
Umbrella.
Family.
Tickets.
Children.
Hotel.
Husband.
Plane.
Plane has already been said. Jamie, congratulations. You have got the tickets.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited and terrified. My hands are shaking.
Well, that is the calmest terrified I've ever heard in my entire life, but, hey, enjoy it.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
That's Luke Bryan, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. That's old school Luke Bryan. This is new school Luke Bryan, as in his brand new song.
She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky dry.
Now, we were the first station to play it yesterday. New song just came out, Luke Bryan. What She Wants Tonight is what it's called. I feel like a lot of women would agree with the song as I listen to the lyrics. Yes, I think Luke is on to something.
Yes.
I think he is on to something. All right, it's another Luke. Beer Never Broke My Heart. This is Luke Combs, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Yeah, great song by Riley Green. I wish grandpa's never died. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Jason Pierre-Paul, okay, defensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's been injured. He's been out all year, but he's ready to play again. He actually had a fractured neck last year. They weren't sure that he was ever going to come back.
Yeah, he got into a single car accident in Miami.
Very serious.
And he's in a huge neck brace since then.
Yeah, I mean, all bets were he'd never come back. He's defied odds. He is going to come back. He's been practicing. He says he's ready to go. Well, a reporter yesterday was asking him about coming back from such a big injury. But you have to remember, Jason Pierre-Paul's the same guy who several years ago on a 4th of July party, there's no other way to say, blew half his hand off in a fireworks accident. He's holding a firework while it went off. That's just not good. He's lost some fingers. He was able to come back off of that. So the reporter goes, hey, Jason, you know, not many people can come back off of a fractured neck. Listen to this.
Not a lot of people have come back from broken necks.
Not a lot of people come back from blowing my hand, too, so. But I had no doubts.
So, a little hard to hear him, but he says a lot of people have not, or many people don't come back off of blowing their hand off either. Here it is again.
Not a lot of people have come back from broken necks.
Not a lot of people have come back from blowing their hand, too, so. But I had no doubt.
He makes a fantastic point.
And, this is great.
You know, to be honest, the reporter, I think, maybe just didn't do her homework. I mean, you're talking to a guy that's come back after blowing his hand off, and you're talking about, you know, your neck injury, not a lot of people have come back off that. And then he sits there and looks at his hand, and he's like, well.
I'm just surprised that he brought it up, because don't you want to avoid that when you blow your hand off on accident?
I think, like, he's wearing it as a badge of honor. You know, I think it's like he's turning a negative into a positive. I think he's like, you know what? I mean, I feel like that's where he's coming from.
Listen, he still plays at a high level.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did not hinder him. It hasn't.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just...
Not a lot of people come back from blowing my hand, too. So, but I have no doubts.
No follow-up question there. That was about says it all.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, the top three country music songs most downloaded in Tampa Bay this week. Look, this is what people are spending their money on, so you know they're loving it. 99.5 QYK, song number three. I think you probably recognize this, right?
I'm gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the whole
thing. Blanco Brown, that's called The Get Up.
I love that you call him Blanco.
I do say Blanco.
It's Blanco.
I know.
Blanco Brown.
I like Blanco. I don't know.
Tomato, tomato. It doesn't matter.
Probably, but I do hear him say
except
it.
Yeah, one is right and one is wrong. Tomato, tomato. I mean, you could use either. Yeah.
I know. I hear him say Blanco. I don't know why I say Blanco.
Blanco.
I'll work on that. Either way, he's had a great run with the song, and it's still number three most downloaded in Tampa Bay. Here's song number two.
I want to introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house.
That is Psalm Hunt.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Psalm Hunt.
Sam.
Blanco Brown and Psalm Hunt. It's called Kinfolks. It just came out. It's great. And it's the number two most downloaded in Tampa Bay. I'll tell you, Sam, we talked about it a little bit earlier. He stays true to his sound. And I think that's what the country music audience really appreciates about an artist. He does it. That could have been on his first album, which was a huge album. And it would have sounded just like everything else.
I appreciate so many things about Sam Hunt.
And number one, most downloaded in Tampa Bay country music. Here we go.
That's been 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Ooh, if that's what it takes to...
That's Dean and Choi.
I know, I was waiting for what you were going to do.
Because I can't say anything right this morning.
Oh, Dan and Shay and the old Justin Bieber.
Along with Justin Bieber. It's called 10,000 Hours. Melanie was showing me videos before. They were in Singapore playing this, and you almost couldn't hear the concert. They were getting drowned out by the audience reaction. It was incredible. So,
yeah, it was amazing. Gave me chills.
I think those guys are onto something there.
Maybe.
So congrats to Dean and Choi, number one most downloaded in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Pennsylvania, what are you doing?
This is so many lately.
What are you doing, Pennsylvania? I mean, we might as well just call it Nutbags from Pennsylvania.
We really could.
I mean, we can't get another state to get a mention in here. And here we go again. So a robber in Philly walks in. Philly, it's unbelievable.
Come on.
He walks into the store and he pulls out a gun and he says, "Give me all the money." And the manager goes, "No problem." Yeah, right. He goes, "No problem. I'm going to give you all the money, but I got to go outside to get the money because the safe's outside." Robert's like, "Cool. Go outside and hurry up and come back." Well, the manager goes outside and is like, "I can't believe you fell for that," because he locked him in the store.
Oh. What a dum-dum.
Let them pick up the story here.
"Hey, give me money. How much money you have right now?" I'm told I have no money. "Can you wait a few minutes? I give him money. I have other employee outside. I'm close the door and put a shutter down."
SWAT, using a bullhorn, yelled this individual's name, told him to come out, let him know the futility of his actions, that he was tracked inside.
Utility.
Unbelievable.
"So let me go outside and get more money." Yeah, cool. Just locks him into the building.
That's
something out of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
You've thought this through and you're gonna trust the guy that would walk outside and he's gonna come back in with all this money? Sir. All right, let's go over to Colorado. Colorado giving Pennsylvania a break for nutbags north of Florida. So there's this 30-year-old guy, right, and they work for this company called Freedom Drilling Services. It's like a big shop with big, heavy equipment and stuff. Well, the company had to have an annual safety meeting. And for some reason, this guy, Logan, got into an argument with a coworker during the meeting. Well, here's what's weird. After the meeting, the guy got into a fight with, went into the bathroom, and was sitting in a stall. While the man was sitting in the stall in the bathroom, Logan kicks the door in and punches him in the face.
While he's on the toilet?
He attacked his coworker while he was sitting on the toilet.
You can't kick a man when he's already squatting.
You can't kick a man anyway, but especially when he's squatting.
Yeah.
Like, well, man down, but man was already down.
Wasn't it just National Slap Your Coworker Day the other day?
This guy took it to the next level.
Okay, punch your coworker in the toilet day.
Those are not...
That one's coming next year, Kevin.
Kevin is really excited about these stories back there cracking up.
I love them.
You really do. All right, so there you go, everybody. Pennsylvania again. Robert thinks, yeah, I'll let the manager go get money, gets locked in. The guy in Colorado, I don't like this coworker. Oh, he's on the toilet. I'll fight him.
Never a good idea.
Making Florida look so normal. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.